16. 156. Chapter 6. A little cosmology. Einklein cosmology. The densities of experience. The densities of experience are a series of environments, from the first through the seventh density, each succeeding density designed to fungi and to offer us material for the evolution of our bodies, minds and spirits. Each density or grade has inner or thought planes and outer or physical planes. Supposedly we are now in third density. But what is a density, exactly? Various disciplines use the word in different ways. The dictionary definition of density is the quality of being dense, close or compare, or the quantity or number of something per unit. In physics it is defined as the ratio of the mass of an object to its volume. A trustworthy Ra, Larson scholar, Bruce Perrett, makes a distinction between the thought planes and the outer planes. What I understood from the raw material is that density is a measurement of the overall complexity of some structure, form or entity, in a temporal, rather than spatial, sense. To use raw terms, the density of an object is the size of the time, space it occupies, whereas the volume is the size of the space, time it occupies. 1. Bruce is using the Ra's terms, space, time for the physical universe, and time, space for the metaphysical or cosmic universe. He's saying that he does not think the Ra group's term, density, refers to the normal, physical universe at all, but rather to the metaphysical universe which interpenetrates our physical world. Since I feel that all of us who are awakened spiritually have become denizens of the metaphysical or inner universe, this distinction means that we are looking at density as a metaphysical measure of light. Further, Bruce says, these densities or quanta of light are not all the same light. The discrete domains of light that Ra refers to are misleading, because light is a bit more complex on the higher densities than it is here on the third, the one we are all very familiar with. A third density photon is not the same thing as a sixth density photon. There is more of a change than just frequency. 2. In each density of creation, particles contain a certain density of light. The higher the density, the more densely packed with light a light beam or. 157. Chapter 6. A little cosmology. Einklein cosmology. Photon is. The more densely packed the light, the more intelligent energy is available within it. Those of you who say about higher densities, the very word, density, is misleading, for it would somehow suggest that each succeeding density is more pallid or frail. The opposite, however, is true in that in each density further than the last there is a higher density of light. 3. Bruce adds, your densities are basically groupings of levels of complexity. First density is the simplest form, inanimate matter, body. When mind joins body into a body, mind complex, second density is reached, and we see it as simple life forms, plants. When spirit gets in the A, we have our existence. The mind slash body slash spirit complex, third density, three co-ed components, the animal kingdom, and a very complex entity. This is the way evolution increases complexity, and density is a measurement of complexity. To put it simply, the more ingredients in the soup of dimensions interwing to form an entity, the more complex the recipe is, and thus the higher its density. And Ra has a pretty simple kitchen, only seven major ingredients, the seven dimensions forming the first through seventh densities. 4. So our third density light has three aspects or dimensions within its photon, which Bruce calls body light, mind light and spirit light, and which I would call beingness light, consciousness light and self-awareness light. In each succeeding density, the light contains the characteristics from earlier densities, but places them within the new photon's dimensional signature. The fourth density addition, then, would be love light, the fifth ingredient, understanding light, the sixth density, unity light, and the seventh density would add completion light or the gateway to intelligent infinity light. But for short, they are all light, the basic building block of each density being the photon of that density. Bruce's very interesting letter on densities as used by the Ra includes this provocative thought, which places our minds or consciousnesses which survive the bodily death in time, space, and therefore specifically sets us as metaphysical entities in the time, space or metaphysical say or, when I started to use the raw material to extend Larsonian physics, one of the things I discovered was that time, space, which Larson refers to as the cosmic say or, is what Ra calls mind in the body slash mind slash spirit complex, body being space, time. Therefore, density also refers to the capacity of the mind, versus the capacity of the physical brain. 5.158, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology, Einclean Cosmology again, I would use the term, consciousness, rather than mind, to differentiate between the good old workhorse of the physical brain and the eternal and metaphysical mind which becomes creator as it fully realizes itself through these densities. Don is investigating the nature of the densities as he asks, Questioner, I understand that the first density is composed of core atomic vibrations that are in the reddest brum, second in the orange, etc. Am I to understand that the core vibrations of our planet are still in the red and that second density beings are still in the orange at this space, time right now and that each density as it exists on our planet right now has a different core vibration? Or is this Inca? Ra, I am Ra. This is precisely Ka.6, so by implication, it can be seen that there are seven densities in our creation, divided, as are our energy centers, by descriptive terms using the rainbow of colors, red through violet. First density is red, second density orange, third density yellow, fourth density green, fifth density blue, sixth density indigo, and seventh density violet. Our planet is evated in red, orange and yellow densities at this time, as we are a third density planet, although within this third density, we have in each of our bodies all seven energy centers, corresponding to the whole range of inner and outer planes of creation. Don explores this further, Questioner, then as the fourth density vibrations come in, this means that the planet can support entities of fourth density core vibration. Will the planet then still be first density core vibration and will there be second density entities on it with second density vibrations, and will there be third density entities on it with third density vibrations? Ra, you must see the Earth, as you call it, as being seven Earths. There is red, orange, yellow, and there will soon be a completed green color vibratory locus for fourth density entities which they will call Earth. During the fourth density experience, due to the lack of development of fourth density entities, the third density planetary sphere is not useful for habitation since the early fourth density entity will not know precisely how to maintain the illusion that fourth density cannot be seen or determined from any instrumentation available to any third density. Thus in fourth density the red, orange and green energy nexi of your planet will be evated while the yellow is in potentiation along with the blue and the indigo. 7.159, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology, Einclean Cosmology. It may be hundreds of years before this transition is completed, so I imagine the first citizens of fourth density Earth shall be very special, in that they will know how to remain invisible and unseen by third density populations that remain for a time. The first density is the elemental density of earth, air, wind and fire. It begins in the timelessness it shares with the final density in the previous creation before this one, and only towards the end of first density does creation, time and space as we know them, form from the undifferentiated swirl of energy. Our ocean, sky and mountain express late first density. The second density sees the advent of motile entities such as amoebae, plants and animals. This density is characterized by movement towards the light, and life forms literally turn to that light for invigoration and regeneration. It is a density of intelligence of a kind, but not self-awareness. The third density, which we together enjoy at this time, is the first density of self-aware entities, and its denizens begin to seek the lessons of love by making the initial choice as to their path or style of seeking and realizing that love. The fourth density is the density of love or understanding, and its citizens seek to puff this knowledge, and begin the lessons of wisdom. The fifth density is the wisdom density, and its denizens complete the study of wisdom. The sixth density is the density of unification, wherein the balance of love and wisdom is sought and found. In this density, the split of positive and negative paths which begin with the choice in third density is again unified, as negative sixth density entities realize they can go no further until they fully accept that all entities are one in the Creator, and switch their polarity in one fell swoop. The seventh density is the density of foreverness. Here, self-aware entities complete all lessons of all kinds and eventually are drawn by spiritual gravity back into the unpotentiated Creator, the density then moving into the timelessness in which first density began. Those of you who add to our knowledge of the purposes of densities 1 through 3, each density has its purpose. Now, we would preface this line of thinking by pointing out that the seeming progression of densities is an artifact of time and space and is not the deepest truth of the cosmos and its makeup. In a deeper reality, or shall we say, a more shallow illusion, all time and space is one and as an entity, therefore, each seeker is working simultaneously upon all densities and sub-densities. However, within incarnation there is time, there is space and there is progression. Therefore, we use the concept of densities to indicate which lessons are learned first, which lessons are the foundation for further. 160, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology, Iron Clean Cosmology Lessons. In first density the lesson is simply consciousness. In second density the lesson involves the turning to the light, the beginning of choices. In third density which you now enjoy the lesson is in learning how to love and how to accept love. These lessons are two sides of the one coin of love. You have entered into this incarnative experience because you felt that there was room for improvement in your understanding of love. Now there are other reasons which cause you to wish to come at this time having to do with service to this planet and its peoples in this time of transformation on a planetary scale. But each also has lessons to learn, and so we would focus upon the core beingness of the self as it can in a stable manner be experienced helpfully within incarnation. 8. It is interesting to see the densities as an artifact of space, time, or physical reality. Supposedly, there are further waves of experience after this present creation, each containing these seven densities, but at a higher oave of vibration. So, as Edway Eigel notes, there is no end to them. I understand that the process going on here does not end here. Our evolution is a process that is endless. 9. These densities, though discrete, are not separated to the point that we cannot gain access to densities we are not presently enjoying. Questioner, were there any other circumstances, biases, consequences or plans set up by the Logos other than those we have discussed for the evolution of its parts through the densities? Ra, I am Ra. One more, that is, the permeability of the densities so that there may be communication from density to density and from plane to plane or subdensity to subdensity. 10. Given that our energy system is compatible with the energy truheristics of inner planes or outer densities which are higher, then, we have the potential for freedom of movement that is total, metaphysically speaking. Don, in trying to get a clear idea of our place in the scheme of things, asks, Questioner, I would like to know how the mind/body/spirit complexes originate, going as far back as necessary. How does the origination occur? Ra, I am Ra. We ask you to consider that you are attempting to trace evolution. This evolution is as we have previously described, the consciousness being first, in first density, without movement, a random thing. Whether you may call this mind or body complex is a semantic. 161, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology, Iron Clean Cosmology Problem. We call it mind, body complex, recognizing always that in the simplest iota of this complex exists in its entirety the one infinite creator, this mind, body complex then in second density discovering the growing and turning towards the light, thus awakening what you may call the spirit complex, that which intensifies the upward spiraling towards the love and light of the infinite creator. The addition of this spirit complex, though apparent rather than real, it having existed potentially from the beginning of space, time, profess itself by graduation into third density, when the mind/body/spirit complex becomes aware of the possibility of service to self or other self, then the mind/body/spirit complex is elevated. 11. We can begin to get a more full idea of our own complexity here, and of our path of evolution. We begin as elemental, we grow as second density creatures, and come into the beginning of our self-awareness as a soul or spiritual being in this, our third density of experience. The length of the densities is, for the most part, quite Aeonian and protruded. Questioner, could you give me an idea of the length of the first and second densities as they occurred for this planet? Ra, I am Ra. There is no method of estimation of the time, space before timelessness gave way in your first density. To the beginnings of your time, the measurement would be vast, and yet this vastness is meaningless. Upon the entry into the construed space, time your first density spanned a bridge of space, time and time, space of perhaps 2 billion of your years. Second density is more easily estimated and represents your longest density in terms of the span of space, time. We may estimate that time as approximately 4.6 billion years. These approximations are exceedingly rough due to the somewhat uneven development which is characteristic of creations which are built upon the foundation stone of free will. 12 densities 4 through 7 are also quite long. However, our third density is extremely short, relatively speaking. This is because there is a singular purpose to third density, one single, pivotal choice to make and then seat solidly in the consciousness. To fill in some detail, Don asks further about second and third density. Questioner, then there were second density entities here prior to approximately 75,000 years ago. What type of entities were these? Ra, I am Ra. The second density is the density of the higher plant life and animal life which exists without the upward drive towards there. 162, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology, Iron Clean Cosmology Infinite. These second density beings are of an oave of consciousness just as you find various orientations of consciousness among the conscious entities of your vibration. Questioner, where did these beings come from? Were they a produce of evolution as understood by our scientists? Were they evolved from the original material of the earth that you spoke of? Ra, I am Ra. This is Kua. Questioner, do these beings then evolve from second density to third density? Ra, I am Ra. This is Kua. Although no guarantee can be made of the number of cycles it will take an entity to learn the lessons of consciousness of self which are the prerequisite for transition to third density. 13 Questioner, then how does the second density progress to the third? Ra, I am Ra. The second density strives towards the third density, which is the density of self-consciousness or self-awareness. The striving takes place through the higher second density forms who are invested by third density beings with an identity to the extent that they become self-aware mind-body complexes, thus becoming mind/body/spirit complexes and entering third density, the first density of consciousness of spirit. 14 It seems a marvelous thing to be a second density creature. And I believe that our bodies remain second density entities, entities which have given themselves over to the consciousness implanted within them during the birth process, and the development of that consciousness within incarnation. One characteristic of this third density is its unremitting social nature. The essence of third density learn, teaching and teach, learning is that there are other selves, to which one must relate in choosing the manner of that relationship with others. The choice of polarity becomes first recognized and then made. The third density physical vehicle was designed to function only in what you may call the family. By oneself one cannot reproduce and create new life. Without other selves working in cooperation, your own self will be unable to create a meeting of all needs. The essence of what you may call human is an absolute need for relationships with other selves. 15. 163, Chapter 6, A Little Cosmology, Einclean Cosmology. We may have noticed the pronounced tendency, for urban people especially, but people in general, to keep more to themselves, and for wanderers to be real loners. We are not grappling with our very real social and ecological challenges, most of us. Socialization, let alone livism, requires commitments of time that don't seem possible. Yet we have a globe full of other selves with whom to come into spiritual, social and ecological community. Questioner, third density, then, compared to the rest of the densities, all of them, is nothing but a uniquely short period of what we consider to be time and is for the purpose of this choice. Is this Ka? Ra, I am Ra. This is precisely Ka. The prelude to choice must encompass the laying of the foundation, the establishment of the illusion and the viability of that which can be made spiritually viable. The remainder of the densities is continuous refining of the choice. This also is greatly lengthened, as you would use the term. The choice is, as you put it, the work of a moment but is the axis upon which the creation turns. 16. What is the nature of this choice? This entire vibratory nexus which you call third density is that in which you make the foundation choice which each of you has already made to be of service to others and to live a life in faith. Your basic contribution is living the life in faith, not in being happy or melancholy or useful or productive, but in being a certain kind of entity, an entity that is able to shine through the windows of the eyes and the smile upon the lips with the light of the one infinite creator. 17. I love that image of the creator shining out through our faces when we smile with a genuine warmth. And often I can feel the energy pouring through me, when just being in the garden, or speaking with someone, or writing as I am now. Here is a challenging thought from the UO principle or group. The very foundation of third density is based upon what is described as a mistake, that is, a choice to know good and evil and therefore, to die. All of the third density environment is necessarily founded upon dynamic opposites and the choice for or against the radiance of living and dying as opposed to the magnetic pulling and grabbing at life and the fearful pushing away of death.